question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary, back with you for our latest installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series. Thanks for being part of a world travel get-together. Before we head to the Denver area to check in with Pam Hoffey, COO of Globus, a brief word about having you help us change lives with Compassion International.
That's right. You know, with the size of this audience across the country that's in excess of 1 million now, we really have an ability to make such a difference with compassion, resources, and hope. And that's why we're asking you to join us in sponsoring a child in need, and it only costs about a buck a day. More than 60,000 kids are on this Compassion waiting list. Many are hungry, cannot attend school, they're in poor health and neglected, and Robert and I and Rudy are committed to reducing that total.
You know, when you sponsor a child with us, you'll be linked with a boy or girl of your choice who will know you by name. They're going to write to you with updates, and your monthly gift will provide them with health screenings, immunizations, hygiene training, and access to support that ensures nutrition, education, and medical response when needed. Go to compassion.com/carry to select your child, or find out more info on our website at rmworldtravel.com.
Okay, let's head to that show hotline and say hello to Pam Hoffey for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Pam, welcome to America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I appreciate you joining us today for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Well, I am so pleased to be with you this morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It is great to have you here. We've been looking forward to speaking to you this week. So listen, there are a number of successful tour companies out there that we respect. And frankly, you know, whenever we're asked about who we recommend, we don't have any problem suggesting the brands if they're associated with Travel Corporation, Colette, Tauk, and also your company, Globus, as well. After that, the list kind of gets kind of small for us. But what we respect about Globus is its family roots and how one man in a dream really created such a successful company that 90 years later is still going strong. So how much of an influence do you think that Antonio Montegatta still has on the Globus family of brands in 2020, especially since his son Sergio is your chairman?
Well, it's a great story, and thank you for bringing up our history. It goes back to 1928, so we celebrated 90 years a couple of years ago, so we're at 92 now, which is, you know, just a phenomenal history. And as you said, it started with a dream and a man with a rowboat in Lugano, Switzerland, who wanted to take travelers across Lake Lugano, which is a beautiful location.
That's gorgeous.
And has grown into one of the biggest travel companies in the world with four brands, two touring brands, Globus and Cosmos, and then an independent travel brand, Monograms, and our river cruise brand, Avalon Waterways.
Right.
So it really has grown. And his impact, you know, in terms of the entrepreneurial spirit, I think is one of the key impacts that still resounds heavily with us as a company. We're always trying new things. You know, every year we try to be innovative, and that's really comes from the family and allowing us to do that and to reinvent touring, reinvent our brands every year and come up with new things to keep us fresh.
So, Pam, let's talk about that. For someone listening who maybe has not engaged with a tour operator for a big vacation is really exciting to plan. I think it's a big investment for some people, both of time and finance. So you kind of want to get it right. What advice would you give to someone who's listening about planning such a big trip? I see a lot of your business is through travel advisors. Do you believe that travelers should start there?
Absolutely. A travel advisor is the best place to start. And, you know, the majority of our business does come through travel advisors, and we're so thankful for that, because a travel advisor can really help you to decide what the right company is for you to work with. And you named off a lot of great companies, so one that will really fit your style of travel, and then also help you to choose an itinerary that fits you the best, because there are itineraries that range from going and seeing all of the must-see sites at a really kind of fast pace and getting a lot in, to itineraries that are really leisurely and go to off-the-beaten-path destinations and see things at a slower pace, and that might be something that is geared more toward people who are traveling more frequently and who want to see a place for a second time. So it really helps you to get down to what your goals are for your trip and what kind of travel you enjoy.
Yeah, you know, I want to build on that a little bit, because, you know, when you think about it, the tour business, it's a competitive business, and certainly being able to differentiate yourself from the pack, it's important. But, you know, many of our listeners right now, they may see a travel opportunity to a certain destination or a package perhaps offering them an attractive price that grabs their attention. But I really, Pam, I want to go behind the scenes with you a little bit, because You know, as we dig into specifically the family brands of Globus, how do you choose your itineraries? Or if I put, you know, in another way, how many people on your team are sourcing where guests will be staying, you know, where they'll be eating, what sites they'll be visiting? And really, I want to know, how discerning are you about the personnel that you employ who operate your tours and are associated with the various Globus brands?
Wow, I actually don't know that I could answer that question in terms of how many off the top of my head.
But you have to have a whole team. It's not like two or three people going out there.
Absolutely. Right. It's hundreds of people around the world, because I have a team here in my office in Denver. We have people in an office in the UK, people in Switzerland, people in Australia. We have people all over the world who this is their job, to put together our travel products. So it's a lot of people, and it's done very carefully, with a lot of precision and a lot of thought. And then there's our entire team of tour directors, which are a huge part of planning our vacations as well. They're the ones who are on the road with our guests.
Well, they are the face of your company in many ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're probably the only person from the Globus family brands that our guests meet in person. It's pretty rare that we're lucky enough to have somebody come into our office here in Colorado to book their vacation. Most of them are doing it through a travel advisor, as we talked about. And even if they book through a travel advisor and they're down the street, they don't typically come and seek our office out. So they're the face of our company, and they get the best feedback. And so we're very conscientious to have meetings with our tour directors to get their feedback, to have open lines of communication with them. Obviously, we get a lot of feedback from our guests as well. We ask for feedback on post-tour surveys. We have our Go app that allows for feedback as well. So it really is important that we use all of those sources. And then our travel planners, so our product managers, are just always on the road looking for new and unique things and fine-tuning our programs.
Well, so that helps differentiate.
Sure. All right. If you're just tuning in for today's Chief Travel Leader interview, Robert and I are speaking with Pam Hoffey, the COO of Group Voyagers, Inc., or as most of you listening probably know them as, the Globus family of brands. So, Pam, we mentioned Avalon Waterways. Let's talk about Globus, Cosmos, and Monogram, your tour business specifically. Is there a brand that you're seeing great growth for 2020? And what are you seeing in terms of trends for some real opportunities for destinations for travelers?
Sure. So we have actually seen very good growth in touring over the last few years, and we're continuing to see that in 2020. And some of the trends that are really driving that growth are the ideas of revisiting familiar destinations in a different way. So, we created I think also is a trend that is happening that we're taking advantage of. So we created a series of tours that we call our Undiscovered Series. And it started a few years ago when we realized our business to Italy wasn't growing the way it had been.
By the way, I like Undiscovered Italy. I've done a lot of research on that leading up to this interview.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it looks like a great opportunity.
Yeah, and so, we had been growing so much to Italy year after year after year, and then we kind of saw that growth slow down, and we realized that almost all of our tours had Rome, Florence, and Venice in them. And so we thought, well, maybe people have seen Rome, Florence, and Venice, and so we created a whole new series of tours that go to places beyond Rome, Florence, and Venice, so Apulia in southern Italy, Sicily, going to Lucca and northern Italy, so a whole series of different itineraries that really see different parts of the country, and that has been very successful for us, so much so that we did the same for Britain, and now we've introduced the Mediterranean this year, so we've really looked at places that we've had a lot of travelers and that people want to go back to, because the reality is people are traveling more and more, and these are great opportunities to go back to places that you loved.
Well, and you want to get a different flavor on it as well. You know,
yeah.
Real quick, as we're going to run out of time, we've only got about 45 seconds on this, but is there one place or something you're offering new this year that you're really excited about?
Yeah, to me, the Undiscovered Series and the Off the Beaten Path to the Mediterranean is something that I'm really excited about. Some of the destinations in Albania and Slovenia, those are really exciting to me.
And you're seeing so far some good reactions.
Absolutely.
Okay, good
Absolutely.
For you. All right, well, you have to keep us updated on that.
Sounds great.
Listen, Pam, we enjoyed the discussion with you today. Thank you very much for your time, and we're going to ask you, please don't be a stranger, okay?
Well, I would love to come back anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Pam.
Really appreciate it. Thanks.
Take care.
All right, there goes Pam. Enjoyed the conversation with her and some of the fun things that they're doing there with Globus. So check them out with all of their brands. And if you travel with them, let us know how it went, okay? Right now, we are going to pause for a quick break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. There's still a lot more of the program to go today, and we're going to get right to it after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.